My life as a reincarnate lama began on a peaceful midsummer day in 1952, when I was 2 years old. A search committee of 10 monks had set out from one of Tibet's great monasteries, Kumbum, to bring back the reincarnation of the late 7th Arje Rinpoche, the monastery's hereditary abbot. Mounted on sturdy horses, the monks traveled swiftly across the Dolon North Steppe in northeastern Tibet, intent on their mission. Occasionally, the colorful wildflowers of summer gave way to gears of nomad herdsmen, sprouting like clusters of small white mushrooms from the boundless carpet of the steppe. Large flocks of white Tibetan sheep grazed in the distance. In smaller herds, young yaks played happily near their mothers. From time to time, the monks passed nomad herdsmen and herdswomen traveling on horses loaded with bags of goods to sell or trade at a crossroads market. For a full year, the monks had been sitting over tea with tribal leaders and local gossips, looking for boys who had special talents or around whom auspicious events had occurred. Each monk had played his part. One looked for favorable signs, such as a rainbow over the home of a pregnant woman or a prophecy. Another watched a child's behavior as he interacted with monks who had been special friends of the deceased Arje Rinpoche, or observed carefully as the child was presented with the Rinpoche's personal prayer beads, spectacles, and utensils. Did any of them seem familiar? Two families in our tribe, my own and another, had been interviewed and tested by the search party in its quest to find the new abbot of Kumbum Monastery. Before my birth, my mother had a prophetic dream. She was with her family. It was summer. Storm clouds gathered and the sky darkened. With a big clap of thunder, a dragon suddenly appeared before her, startling her so much that she awoke from the dream. She interpreted it to mean that someday a person of great importance would come to her, but because it seemed boastful, she didn't tell anyone about the dream for a long time. 7 days after I was born, an itinerant monk came to our home and asked the exact time of my birth. He told my parents that my birth was very unusual and auspicious, because I was born not only in the tiger year, but also on the tiger day and at the tiger hour. To Tibetans and Mongolians, the tiger is the most powerful and majestic of animals, the king among great beasts. Thus, I had been thrice blessed. Again and again, the monk asked my parents to take special care of me. He warned them not to allow impure things near me and asked that I be given my own special cup from which to drink and that my dishes be purified with incense. He requested that the same be done with my clothes and the place where I slept. He considered my birth to be a sacred event,